recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service, Sunday, October 11th, 2020. A special welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and the focus for this Sunday and next is on the paths of life. Our first lesson for this Sunday is perhaps the best known and least understood passages in the Bible, the 23rd Psalm. I look forward to hearing and meditating on that, and I look forward to our whole service. We begin with the news of community.
Greetings. I am Cindy Durant, and I'll be your liturgist for this October 11 worship service. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our service for the first time. We hope you will find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred Weidman with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. The written news of community was emailed by Reverend Fred on Saturday, October 10. If you would like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. And now for brief announcements. Virtual Fellowship Hour at 11 a.m. and Children's Afternoon Church School will take place again this Sunday. We hope you and your children will join in. Wednesday at 4 p.m., Adult Ed will continue its discussion of the book, So You Want to Talk About Race. Check it out. This is a reminder that clothing donations are again being accepted. In the interest of safety, you are requested to drop off your clothing donations on Mondays only from 9 to 11:45 a.m. Please drop clothing off in Room A, which is next to the Rose Garden. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. It's best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now, let us prepare for worship with our opening hymn.
I dance in the morning when the world was begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be. And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I dance for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, for James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dance then, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on a Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone, but I am the dance and I still go on dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. They cut me down and I leapt up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I'll live in you if you'll live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he.
Going back to at least the second century, our spiritual forebears have known Jesus as Lord of the dance. The spiritual journey itself can be understood as a dance, moving in and out of four mystical paths, each with its own gifts. Awe and wonder, letting go, creativity, compassion and justice. These paths, or cycles of life, remind us that there is a time for everything and that fluctuations of the spirit are part of being human. Part of nature and creation. Can we accept the holy invitation to move fully into all the rhythms of life?
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Guiding God, you who never leave our side in all the paths of life, be with us as we traverse the pain and delight of loving and living, so that we might be with others in the seasons of their lives. We praise you for setting in motion the cycles of creation and setting us among it. In this silence, we connect to you.
gathered here in the mystery of this hour. Gathered here in the mystery of this body. Gathered here in the struggle of this body. Gathered here in the struggle of this body.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
Hear these words from the medieval mystic and spiritual writer Meister Eckhart. Apprehend God in all things, for God is in all things. Earth cannot escape heaven. Flee it by going up or flee it by going down. Heaven still invades the earth, energizes it, makes it sacred. All hiding places reveal God. If you want to escape God, God just runs into your lap. For God is at home. It is we who have gone out for a walk. I invite you to make a fist with your hands. And imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold, with love, the concerns of others and the pain of our world.
Let us join together in the prayers of the people. Lord of creation, the roads that we take in life are long and winding, and no two people's roads look exactly the same. But we draw comfort in knowing that wherever our journey takes us, you are there with us. You are dancing with us in our joys. You lift us up and you carry us in our sorrows and hardships. You are there with us as our guide, our companion, our friend, and our parent. Bless us as we travel onwards, Lord of the Dance. Now, sisters and brothers, let us remember and hold in love those members of our community who require special prayer. For Anne, for Ariana, for Betty and Dennis, John, Norm and Adele, and Ron. Also, let us hold in prayer those affected by the wildfires, those affected by the storms that are hitting our country, those affected by COVID-19, and the consequences of the pandemic. We also remember and hold with love those people and places lifted aloud or in silence now. I now invite you to place your hands on your heart. In this silence, we lift up all those things difficult to put into words, but that we feel in the depths of our hearts. And this week, we encounter a version of the Lord's Prayer, that prayer that Jesus taught us, from the Hawaiian poet and artist Kaleo Ching. He starts with the Hebrew word for father and mother, Abba, Ima. Let us pray it together. Abba, Ima in heaven, holy be your name. Your reign come, your yearning be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day the bread we need. Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Guide us through life's trials. Shelter us all from evil. In your grace, your wisdom, and your love. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your every word spoken to me, and
works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our first reading is the 23rd Psalm. If you know it, and especially if you know it well, I ask you to hear it as if for the first time. Let the moods and the images wash over you. Let them move you, and be ready to move with them. Hear now the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my soul. God leads me in the right paths for the sake of God's holy name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
And our second reading is from chapter 4 of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. This is sometimes called Paul's friendliest letter. I'd add his most intimate letter. Paul himself is in prison with the threat of death hanging over him. And he's calling his family of faith to life and life abundant, even in such times, especially in such times. Let's listen. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. God bless our hearing of the word.
This week, we're talking a lot about dance and dancing as a form of worship. One of our songs is a very famous song called Lord of the Dance that talks about Jesus as a dancer. I know some of you really like to dance. Nina, I'm looking at you. Some others of you might feel really self-conscious dancing. That's me. I don't like to dance in public. I always feel really awkward. But dance can be powerful. How often have you had feelings or prayers or thoughts that you couldn't put into words? How often have you had emotion that you had to get out but that you can't describe? Dance can be a way of expressing that. It can be a form of joy. It can also express sadness and sorrow. What are some of the ways that you can dance? If you had to think of a dance for what you're feeling right now, what would that dance be? You don't necessarily have to do it, but if you want, you can perform it for somebody nearby, for a parent or a sibling. I look forward to seeing you all in Sunday school.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time for every purpose under heaven. At time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time for every purpose under heaven. And a time for every purpose under heaven.
Sacred earth, sacred work, the paths of life. So our worship theme and our focus for today. And our special message for today, hear again the words of Meister Eckhart from the 13th century. They could have been written yesterday, or they might come, in some ways they do, all the way back from the Bible itself. Apprehend God in all things, for God is in all things. Earth cannot escape heaven. Heaven still invades the earth, energizes it, makes it sacred. Do you get the impression that pretty much everywhere, everything is sacred? Meister Eckhart did. Paul did. He made prison a sacred place. Jesus did. He made the cross sacred, as well as the animal stall, as well as the street corner where the beggar is, as well as every home and every dining table. And so, of course, our psalm writer. In the 23rd Psalm, every place and every experience in and season of life is sacred. God is there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for anything. So does that mean that everything is beautiful and hunky-dory all the time? I got everything I need. Things couldn't be better, couldn't be more beautiful. I am full. My soul is full. Okay, but that's not the whole story, is it? Of course it isn't. We know that. Paul knew it. Jesus knew it. The psalm writer knows it for sure. But what is the whole story? And what makes the whole story whole is that the relationship and the strength and the comfort, the assurance and the perseverance and the resources that are at our disposal and that make us us together with God, they don't change, even when circumstances do. Even though I walk through the darkest valley. In some translations, the valley of the shadow of death. Even then I fear no evil, because you, O God, are with me there too. Now, we could spend two or three sermons or more on just this one verse and its dear and deep insights. Let's get at it this way. Have you been there in such a dark place as the psalm talks about? Or perhaps better and more truthfully put, because we're all in such places at least some of the time. Let me put it this way. When you have been there, how did you feel and know God was with you while you were there? Take a moment remembering that. When you've been there in your life, emotionally, physically, personally, professionally, how did you feel God and know God was with you while you were there? I imagine many of you can point to a place in your body, your guts, your back, your lungs. Somewhere, somehow, you could feel the Spirit of God in you, filling you, holding you at a time of deep pain or loss. Some of you will remember a place outside of your body, a sunrise or sunset, a heavy rain, a light rain, a bird, a flower, a breeze, something, somehow, outside of you, let you know that God was there with you. God is with you. Others of you will point to, well, others. In your family, in your church family, friends, maybe even strangers, other human beings who, in the moment, were like God, channeling God for you. For many of us, most of us perhaps, it's all of the above and more. Mystics and poets and any preachers worthy of the label preacher know that such times of great loss and pain that the psalm is talking about, such loss and pain that we would not wish for ourselves or for anybody else, such times can be, often are, a kind of a thin place, a place when heaven, when a strong, deep sense of God's presence touches earth and touches us. Again, Meister Eckhart, as though he's channeling this very psalm, puts it this way: earth cannot escape heaven. Heaven still invades the earth, energizes it, makes it sacred. Words to live by, to live with, to walk with. The paths of life are many, many and painful, many and joyful, many and invigorating, many and challenging, many. And God is in and with them all. Now, we won't be able to get through the whole psalm, we won't even try. But let's take a look at this next sentence. You, O God, prepare a table for me in the midst of my enemies. It had to be among Jesus' favorite verses in the whole Bible, and we know it had a great influence on our earliest spiritual ancestors, leading them to arrange for the first potluck dinners in history, or at least in church history, and the first food delivery services as well. I'm talking about the sort of expanded communion services that were popular in the early church. They called them agape meals, love feasts. Our own food room follows something of that same impulse. Feed people when they need it, in response to the joy we have in God. And led to the early churches making a point of bringing communion and bringing food to shut-ins and the sick or the injured. Our own pastoral visits and care ministry follow that same impulse. You, O God, prepare a table for me in the midst of my enemies. on whatever path I'm on, good, bad, indifferent, happy, sad, joyful, anxious, whatever the seasons of life I'm in, fully active and at the top of my game, still don't know where and how God is calling, feeling loss, maybe literally surrounded by enemies or difficulties of one sort or another. Whatever path you're on, and wherever on that path you are, God prepares a table for you. You, O God, are with me. I want to share a brief video clip. Why this one? It says a lot, I suppose, about who I am, being raised in a family and an extended community of German Lutherans who enjoyed a certain beverage. It certainly says a lot about when I was raised and what was on TV at the time. But the simple fact is that as long as I've heard this passage read in church about God setting a table in the midst of my enemies, as long as I can remember, this image conjures up for me the old Colt 45 beer commercials. Anybody my age or older remember those? And anybody younger ever heard of them? Well, anyway, there are a bunch of them. Here's one.
Colt 45 malt liquor, a completely unique experience.
Now, first of all, don't try that at home. I'm not sure you could try that at home. Anyway, don't try it anywhere. Secondly, and more importantly, what's the point? The point is that even when life is so hard that you feel like, take your analogy, our language is full of them, you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks, or had your legs knocked out from under you, or you've taken a body blow, in this case, you got hit by a bull, God is with you. God is available to you. God's people are available to you. Literally, the communion table and its beverage of choice, juice in our case, is available to you. Physical and spiritual, human and divine, power and resources are available to you. God prepares a table for you. As we draw this reflection to a close, I want to look to St. Paul. Our psalm ends, "And I will live in the house of the Lord forever," or "my whole life long." Paul knew it well. He begins our passage with, "Rejoice, be joyful." But wait, what? Recall that Paul is in prison, a death sentence looming. And yet he begins our passage with, "Rejoice? What? What kind of sense does that make? What's he talking about?" He's talking about what the psalm is talking about. Deep down joy. The joy of knowing who you are and who God is and who your church family is around you. The joy of knowing and feeling all that sustains you, all that sustains life. These are deep roots, another analogy, strong foundations. They hold you up even when circumstances feel like they're knocking you down. And did you notice that in the very next verse, St. Paul writes, he reminds us, God is near. God is near. Oh, historians and theologians and scholars debate, and through the ages, preachers have had all kinds of say about when God is coming, when God is near. They miss the point of what God is saying here. We don't have to speculate. Paul is telling us in the very next sentence, Paul says, pray. And so we don't miss the point. He uses three different words for prayer in that one verse alone. He kind of wants us to get it and to not forget it. God is near. Pray, make your supplications, and give thanks. Words to live by every day and throughout the day. Words to live with. Hillcrest family, there are many paths. Some we choose, some just happen. Some are wonderful, some are tough. All offer a sacred opportunity to experience God. Heaven invades the earth, energizes it, makes it sacred. God sets a table for us along the way, whatever way. God is near. So it is. So it ever will be on the sacred paths of life. And let all of God's fellow travelers say together, Amen.
My life flows on in endless song, above earth's lamentation. I hear the sweet, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing?
Thank you for your generous gifts to support the ongoing work of Hillcrest by continuing to send in your pledges or offering through the mail or giving online. With your gifts, our ministries are able to continue their vital work to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together, stronger than ever. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Let us pray. Beloved creating God, we are grateful for the many gifts you have given us. As we walk the paths of our lives, help us to know you as you walk with us. Bless these gifts that they may help others to know you, and to know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Jesus lived in me, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
As we've been doing throughout this worship series, I'd like to invite you to connect this coming week with someone or something within God's great creation. In the spirit of Meister Eckhart and of our psalm and of St. Paul, who or what might that be? Someone or something that is revealing God's presence for you? Or someone who might benefit from a reminder that God is with them? And you can be the messenger. And so, as you move forward this coming week on your path of life, take with you this simple blessing. Go forth, be you, and experience and share the joy of life with God in and with all that God creates. Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ, the peace of God's creating and compassionate and life-giving impulse. Open your heart to all of our sisters and brothers and siblings at Hillcrest, and to all of humanity, and to our whole created world, and say together with me, the peace of Christ be with you. And now, having received that back, respond, and also with you. Our service has ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, October 11th, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and haven't received it or otherwise have any questions about it, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Experience your connection with God and each other and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen.